This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
So did he turn you around? Are you on the cow bandwagon now? As we begin the new day on the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. That was what I wondered during the course of the night last night. I knew the people that had stood in the rain, so they had a seat at Bud Walton Arena. I knew they were sold. I wondered about the people watching. I wondered about the people listening and where they stood in all of this. I thought I knew, but I wanted to hear it a little bit this morning. And the reaction has been what I thought it would be. First off, John Calipari is a very gifted speaker. There are some individuals you meet, and within 5 or 10 seconds, you understand why they are what they are. They have a charisma. They have a way that they carry themselves, a manner in which they speak, that lets you know right away that, in this case, you're dealing with a Hall of Famer. And I thought that he hit on basically everything that he needed to hit on last night. Now, I know many of you have watched the video, you've seen it, you watched it live on television. I don't want to rehash all of it, but I do want to play a part of his remarks last night that I think underscores his understanding of our people, our state, our traditions. And I think this passage finds common ground among a man that makes more money than most of us will ever make in our lifetimes, and a state that is longing for him to work his magic. I want you to listen to this again, and I want to talk about it on the backside.
I bring people together. It's what I've always tried to do. We get this thing going and we get this thing done. I want thousands of people to say, without me, this doesn't happen. Thousands. Not just 1, 2, 5, not my staff. It was everybody came together and say, without me, none of this happens. I look at trying to create that love affair. A love affair between this program and this campus, this program in this state. I know this program's important to the state.
A week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Eric Musselman essentially told the Razorback fan base, you're not good enough. John Calipari came in last night and said, you're a blue blood. I thought our state needed to hear that. I thought our fan base needed to hear that. And I believe Coach Cal instinctively knew that. You know, again, a week or 10 days ago, our coach essentially told us we were not good enough. And now a Hall of Famer comes to town and says, not only are you good enough, you're a blue blood. And as a Hall of Fame coach, this is where I want to be. I think our state needed that last night more than it needed anything, more than it needed the show, more than it needed any of those things. I think they needed to hear a Hall of Fame coach say, you are good enough, and that's why I'm here. And I think more than anything, that was the message that our state took away from John Calipari last night. I do want to touch on for just a few minutes about my impressions of Coach Cal last night. You know, obviously I was privileged to, you know, be a part of the presentation last night, and that what went with it, one of the cool things that went with it was the opportunity to be backstage and have an opportunity to visit with him and his family. I will tell you, just on a personal level, I could not have been more impressed. The arrogant figure that sometimes we perceive other teams' coaches to be, I didn't get a hint of that at all. He was the same person in the green room, so to speak, as he was on stage, engaging, telling stories, holding court, if you want to use that term. Just a really, really personable individual. And again, very easy to tell why he is what he is. His wife, Ellen, was just as impressive, to be very honest about it. She's the type person, at least my initial impression is, she's the type person you'd love to have as a next-door neighbor. And I think that they will do a lot for our state. And I think our state will do a lot for them, too. I would imagine that family right now, you know, they've been there 15 years. And I don't care where you are. In college sports, you begin to wear out your welcome after about 8 or 10. It's a new beginning of sorts. They will be loved. And I think they sensed that last night. I also want to say a couple more things before we move on to other matters. And there really aren't that many other matters right now, to be honest with you. The Razorback fans last night. I pulled up to Bud Walton Arena. Oh, it was about 4:40, I guess. Pouring down rain. I was worried about just getting inside without drenching my suit. I had an umbrella, I had all that stuff. I was just worried about getting out of the car and getting inside. There were fans lined up in the rain. Now, as long as they could, they huddled underneath what little overhang there is at Bud Walton Arena. But after a while, that wasn't possible anymore. You know, we were in the back, and I walked out right before we started. I was blown away by how many people were there. It was incredible, just to be very honest about it. And I was struck during the course of the night about how the only person that was really unfazed by all of this was John Calipari. Hey, I'll admit I was nervous. I don't get nervous that much anymore. I was nervous last night. I think if Hunter Yurecek were completely honest, he'd say there were some nerves too. I think everybody involved in it had nerves. You wanted it to be a great show. The only guy that wasn't nervous was Calipari. And it dawned on me during all of this that, now you don't change jobs every day, but being in the spotlight, the glare from the spotlight, that's just another day at the office for John Calipari. Everything last night, I know he understood the magnitude of the moment and rose to the occasion, clearly. But I don't think much is going to happen and is going to faze him. This is a national sports figure, and he is our coach now. There is an air of class to the way he carries himself. And I want to draw a contrast, and I hate to do this, but I'm going to anyway. I want you to draw a contrast to the way John Calipari departed Kentucky and the departure that we experienced last week. And I want you to draw a contrast to the manner in which John Calipari was introduced last night and the manner in which our former coach was introduced at his new school. There is no comparison. There is no comparison. The video that Coach Cal cut when they left Kentucky was impressive. Respectfully, I thought his wife's video was even more impressive. You don't say goodbye to people that mean something to you with a screenshot. You don't break up with someone you love via text. You just don't do that. The thing that I am perhaps most impressed by about John Calipari is his understanding of the personal touch. There is no substitute for it. I don't care if it's politics. I don't care if it's business. I don't care if it's sports. Pick your subject matter. Those with the common touch, those with the personal touch, are the ones that are successful. I'm going to address one more thing before we wrap it up. The calling of the Hogs, or the lack of the calling of the Hogs. I want to say this. We rehearsed this in the back. Three times Razorbacks at the end. I think there's probably some video of it somewhere. But when it ended, when we ended the Q&A, if you want to call it that, he was so anxious to meet our coaches. He wanted to go greet them. And, you know, he kind of got swept up in the moment before you knew it. And the Hog call was spontaneous. If you go back and you watch it, there was no call for the calling of the Hogs. I never said, let's call the Hogs. Traditionally, you bring everybody up to the stage, you call the Hogs. The Hog call was spontaneous. The crowd broke into it. It's like our version of the Hallelujah Chorus. The crowd broke into the Hog call, and before you knew it, it was over. And Cal was down there greeting all his fellow coaches. That's what happened. There was nothing untoward about it. He wasn't trying to avoid it. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a spontaneous moment. And if you really think about it, think about all the great speeches that you've watched over the years, whether it be a politician on television, a State of the Union address, or right down to a preacher in your church who's preached a great sermon. The first thing they do is go into the crowd. Watch your great speakers. Watch your great speakers at events where the crowd's right there with them, when they're right in front of them. It's not just on a television screen. Your great speakers always jump into the crowd as soon as it's over. And that's what Cal did last night. That's why he didn't call the Hogs. That's the reason. There's no other story there. I know others will try to make some story out of it today, but there's really not anything there. All right, before we go on, I've rambled a while. Let me talk to you about Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Companies, my partners in the real estate game. Now, understand, the real estate game, for me, involves nothing more than buying and selling a home. Buying one for the first time, selling it later, buying another one, then selling it, doing it all over again. Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, has been my partner every step of the way. And the reason that they've been my partners, number one, is they listen to me. When we all got this started some years back, and they've listened to me every step of the way. Not that I knew what I was talking about, but they listened to my needs. They listened to my desires, first as a buyer, then as a seller, and they made it happen. They put a plan out in front of me. We got from contract to close. We got there. And that's perhaps what they do better than anything, is get you from contract to close. I think that's going to be your experience with Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton County. They're in Fort Smith. You've heard us talk about their new office in Branson. They have a wide selection of homes, and you can check it out at WeikertGriffin.com.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. incredible. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I am deeply appreciative to Mr. John Tyson for serving as the conduit.
I know it happened last night, and I was there, but it still seemed a little unreal. I think a lot of people around the state feel that way about John Calipari's hiring. There's a lot of work to do, as he said last night. I suspect that we'll get some news fairly quickly about the reconstruction of this roster. I don't think it's going to be complete right away. He kind of alluded to that later in his press conference last night, that sometimes you wait on players. You know, sometimes guys are good enough, you wait on them to go through all the NBA stuff and, you know, get the NIL things right. And I'm sure they're working on that right now. They hit the ground running because, obviously, there's a lot of work to do. Hey, if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're just talking about this every day, you're really missing out. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, and when you download it, you'll find out why, because it's Vegas, Arkansas style. You've got opportunities to place wagers on Arkansas teams, Arkansas players. There's a baseball series starting up tomorrow night between the Razorbacks and Alabama. There's going to be opportunities for you to make wagers on that game at the Bet Saracen app. There's always, always, always something happening in the sports world, and they are always on top of it at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how to play video, and they'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. Baseball tomorrow. Razorbacks open a series in Alabama. Matt Jones is going to be with us tomorrow. We'll get his take on Cal and all this that's happened over the last couple of days. Everybody's still trying to process it all, I know. But it's real. He's our coach. And the last 24 hours sure have been fun. We'll reconvene tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.